The Belly of the Beast. Lou. As the sun crested the horizon on the third morning, we slipped into Caesarine's waters. Jean-Luc gripped the helm tighter than necessary, fingers twisting the wood in an agitated gesture.
This is going to get very ugly very quickly.
His eyes flicked to me and Reed, who stood behind me at the rail. He'd hovered since that first day in the cabin, speaking little and frowning often. I'd expected as much. Reed wasn't the type for casual flings. Our time on the table had meant something to him. He just didn't know what. Still, when he thought no one could see, I'd catch him furrowing his brows and shaking his head, as if in silent conversation with himself. At times, his face would even contort with pain. I didn't dare speculate at the cause, didn't dare hope, instead focusing on what he'd freely given me. Though his words had been few, they'd been precious.
You make me feel right, whole.
Despite the bitter cold, warmth suffused my body at the memory. It hadn't been the final decision, not by any means, but it had been a decision. In that moment, he'd chosen me. In all the moments since, he'd chosen to stand near me, to sleep beside me, to listen when I spoke. When he'd offered me the last of his food yesterday, scowling and confused, Beau had even offered to pay Celie what he owed her. It felt too good to be true. I held on to it for dear life.
When we dock at port, the harbor master will call for His Majesty's guard, Jean-Luc said, who will in turn alert the chasseurs. I'll order an escort to the castle to request an audience with the king. He'll grant it once he discovers who I've captured.
Celie lifted her injection. Lou and Reed will feign incapacitation whilst in the city.
They'll still need to be bound.
To Beau, Jean-Luc added,
as will you, Your Highness.
When Celie's parents come to collect her at port, I'll slip beneath their carriage. Coco stared at the skyline of the city as we approached. Though still small and indistinct, it grew larger every moment. I'll wait with Claude and the others at Leviathan for the signal. Reed towered behind me, his presence warm and steady. An uncanny sort of calm overtook his features whenever we discussed strategy, like he'd slipped into another state of consciousness, separate from the chaos and turmoil of his emotions. I chuckled quietly, hiding the sound behind my palm. The compartmentalization was strong in this one.
After they deposit us in our cells, Coco will create a distraction large enough to merit chasseur attention, he said. Jean will insist our guards intervene, and he'll take up their post temporarily.
I'll magic us all out of our cells, I continued, including Madame Lebel. Beau and Jean-Luc will slip us from the castle undetected via the tunnels. Jean-Luc seemed agitated.
Auguste knows of the tunnels.
He doesn't know them like me, Beau said grimly. I can get us out.
Jean-Luc's gaze flicked to Reed and me now. His fingers kept twisting.
There will be quite a bit more between the escort you to the castle and deposit you in your cell parts of the plan. You know that, correct?
This is going to get very ugly very quickly. Yes. Not for the first time, Estelle's anguished face skipped through my mind's eye, her limp body, a boot on her cheek, and a fist in her hair. Other faces quickly followed, other whispers. Viera Bouchen escaped after they tried to burn her and her wife. Acid this time instead of flame. An experiment. And
I believe His Majesty has an affinity for rats. I'll do what I can to protect you, but if this is to work, your performance must be believable, Reed finished for him, voice hard. All of ours must.
Jean-Luc nodded.
It's going to hurt.
Pain is fleeting. I didn't know where the words came from, but they held true. And if we slip up, even for a moment, the pain will be much worse. The stake will be much worse. Heavy silence descended as I remembered the torment of flames licking up my limbs, of blisters rupturing my skin, of heat peeling muscle from bone. I shuddered slightly. Trust me. When we grew close enough to see individual buildings, to see people bustling like ants between them, Jean-Luc tossed us the rope. He didn't look at any of us.
It's time.
Do it tightly, I told Reed, who wrapped it around my ankles a moment later. Crouched before me, he kept his touch gentle, too gentle, and seemed loath to tighten the binds. His thumb traced a small vein in my foot up to my ankle, where it disappeared. His thumb kept traveling, however. He stared at it in concentration.
You'll be feigning incapacitation,
he muttered at last. I don't need to cripple you.
It needs to be convincing.
No one will be looking at your ankles.
Reed.
When I sat forward to cup his cheek, he reluctantly met my gaze, and his composure slipped, just a little. He leaned into my palm, unable to help himself, as emotion finally stirred in his eyes. It looked like dread.
If this goes poorly, I won't be the only one to burn. Your mother will. You will too. And that is unacceptable.
His throat bobbed.
It won't happen.
You're right, it won't. Now, I offered a half-hearted smirk. Can you bind me like a Shasa binds a witch, or shall I have Coco do it?
Reed stared at me for a single heartbeat before glancing over his shoulder. Behind us, Coco helped Beau with his own binds, while Seeley fluttered around them, trying and failing to help. He lowered his voice.
Tell me how to remember.
A pulse of silence, of shock, both mine and his.
What?
I asked dubiously, sure I'd misheard him amidst the commotion. The wind swept past in a gale as we approached shore, and voices rose from the docks. Seagulls cried overhead in the bright morning sunshine, and my heart, it nearly pounded from my chest.
Did you say you want to
remember? Yes.
Again, he looked to Coco and the others, shifting himself slightly to block their view.
You said, earlier you said only magic could help me, my magic. You said I could reverse the pattern. What does that mean?
It means,
I forced a deep breath, nodding to him, to myself, to God or the goddess or anyone who might have been playing such a heinous joke on me.
It means that you...
It means nothing for now, Coco said, dropping beside us abruptly. She squeezed my hand before turning to Reed.
Please think about this. We don't need Morgan to remember Lou while we're all in the city. We have enough working against us without adding vengeful mother to the list.
But, I said desperately,
when you remembered Boz, it almost killed you both.
Coco grasped both of my hands now, her expression earnest. Perhaps just as desperate as I was.
We're mere moments away from Caesarine's shore, and we have a plan in place to rescue Madame Lebel. Afterward, if this is what you both choose, I'll help him remember any way I can. You know I will. Right now, however, we need to get you both bound, or all seven of us will see the stake before nightfall.
All seven of us. Shit. Swallowing hard, I kept nodding even as Reed scowled and began tying his own ankles. This was bigger than us now. It had always been bigger than us.
There will be an after, Lou,
Coco whispered fiercely, turning to bind my hands behind my back. She did the same for Reed.
We'll get through this together, all of us, and we'll start anew. We'll carve out that piece of paradise, together, she repeated firmly. I promise.
Together. I let my body go limp against the floorboards as she slipped below decks, as voices called out to Jean-Luc in recognition, as our small boat slipped into port and men leapt aboard to help him tie it down. Reed pressed his head atop mine, the only show of comfort he could give me. Heightened sensation rose like needles along my skin as my magic fought to rise, to protect him, to protect my home. But I tamped it down. It was too late to turn back now. We'd entered the belly of the beast.